Micah chapter 4. And it will come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the foremost of the mountains, and it will be exalted above the hills, and the various peoples will flow to it, and many Gentile nations will go, and they will say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will instruct us concerning his ways, and let us walk in his paths. For the law will go out from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he will judge among many peoples, and he will convict mighty nations, however far away. And they will beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning shears. Nation will not lift up the sword against nation, and they will no longer learn warfare. And each man will sit under his vine and under his fig tree. And there will be no one making them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. For all the various peoples will walk each in the name of his God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God, for the age and in perpetuity. On that day, says the Lord, I will gather the lame women, and collect her who has been cast out, and those I have afflicted. And I will make the lame women a remnant, and her who has been cast out a great nation. And the Lord will reign over them on Mount Zion, from that time and age abidingly. And as for you, O tower of the flock, citadel of the daughter of Zion, to you it will betake itself and come, the first dominion, the kingdom of the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why do you shout noisily? Is there no king among you? Or has your adviser ceased to exist? For a writhing has seized you, like a woman giving birth. Writhe and go into labour, O daughter of Zion, like a woman giving birth. For now you will go out of the town, and dwell in the countryside, and you will go to Babylon, but there you will be rescued. There the Lord will redeem you from the grip of your enemies. And now many nations will be gathered against you, saying, Let her be profaned, and let our eyes see Zion. But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord, and they do not understand his counsel, for he will gather them like a sheaf taken to the threshing floor. Rise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make your horn of iron, and I will make your hooves of copper, and you will grind many peoples small. And I will consecrate their unjust gain to the Lord, and their wealth to the Lord of the whole earth.